Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. It's Cub Chat Live time. I'm Aaron. This guy next to me, Anthony, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you, Aaron? How you been?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here today. And today we're going to talk about something I think near and dear to the hearts of all Cub Masters, former Cub Scout leaders, and that is pocket knives and pocket knife safety and how that fits into the Cub Scout program. Now, Anthony, as you know, we've talked about it before. I'm a recovering Cub Master. Back in the day when my son was going through Cub Scouts, I was his den leader for a few years. I was a Cub Master, and we had a thing called the Whittling Chip back then. I remember. I think you had to
We
be
did too.
third grade and older to do it, if I remember. And we would sit down and do a little, like almost like a, it was almost like getting your driver's license, right? You would do a little class, and they would get a little card. And once they had that card, they were set. They were allowed to use their pocket knife, if I remember correctly, throughout the rest of their Cub Scout days. Correct me if I'm wrong, the program updates, things are a little bit different now. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, a little bit different. So we did retire the Whittling Chip. When we looked at the program, we want to make sure that we're providing something that is really age appropriate, right? We didn't think that the Whittling Chip program, if you earned it as a third grader, that you were using a pocket knife on a regular basis enough for a lot of that safety to be retained as a fifth grader, right? And then transitioning to Scouts PSA. We heard that a lot from Scout Masters. In fact, when we talked about, what are you looking for in kids that are crossing over, what are things that you wish they were stronger in, and knife safety did come up a lot in that feedback. So we wanted to make sure that we were providing something that was, I don't want to say we didn't want to remove the program. We wanted to like not just double down, but triple down. So this is what we have now. So we start in third grade. These are elective adventures, right? So if you don't feel comfortable delivering the knife safety adventures, that's fine, right? It's not a requirement to earn your badge of rank to do the knife safety adventures. This is just for those who are comfortable delivering that. And we actually, later on in the show, we'll show you, we actually have some tools to help you become comfortable with that. So in third grade, we have the Whittling Adventure. In fourth grade, we have Chef's Knife. And then in fifth grade, we simply just have knife safety because if you haven't caught on by now, the Arrow of Light adventures, we didn't really cubify their names. We just kind of give them the names of what they are. But the difference is, instead of just earning one, I'm going to say adventure, and then you're good for the rest of your Cub Scout years, you have to recertify your safety to use a knife each year in Cub Scouting now. So that's a little bit of change. We've never done something like that before. So this is something that when we consulted the experts and we said, yeah, this is actually a really good thing, right? Repetition at this age is not a negative, it's positive. And so we want to make sure that we had something that could show that, okay, yes, are you allowed to carry or use a knife in Cub Scouting? Well, the simple answer is if you've earned the adventure for that year for your badge of rank, yes, you're good to go. And then the question comes up is, well, if our bears earned whittling and now we're Weeblos and we're in fourth grade and we want to do a carving or a project that uses a knife or some cooking exercises that uses a knife, do we have to earn that adventure? And the answer is yes, you have to earn that adventure first before you can use a knife again in fourth grade. So that's something that, again, it's recertification when it comes to safety types of things, not an uncommon practice, right? And so that's something that is a little new, and that's how it's different than Whittling Chip.
Shout out real quick to Pat, who's watching from Syracuse, New York, from the Longhouse Council. Good to see you, Pat, as usual. I don't remember seeing iWatch 13 here before, but hey, well, welcome, Pack 3310 in Akron. Maybe a new viewer. Thank you for
New
tuning
viewers
in.
are always good.
Live. Yes, love to see that. We're talking about pocket knife safety and how now there are knife safety adventures. And I want to just, before we move on, real quick, I'll reiterate what you said before. And you're totally right, because I remember when my son was in third grade and we did the Whittling Chip, and we probably maybe had a camp out or a meeting maybe a few weeks later where they would use their pocket knives, and it wouldn't be unusual at all for them not to need them again for months, maybe years. We as adults have to often get recertified with training every year, every couple of years, right? So to think about that, they could have gone a year or two and then been expected to use a knife maybe in Scouts PSA. Understandably, obviously, they would have forgotten a lot of the things they did before. Yeah, that's great. So this is, again, the Knife Safety Adventures. It's for third, fourth, and fifth grades. It's age appropriate, kind of like Bobcat, I guess, right? It's a right. little different for each age, whereas Bobcat used to be the same across the ranks. Woodland Chip used to be the same for third, fourth, and fifth graders. Now they're different for each age. Maybe something that some folks should consider doing relatively early in the year, Anthony, if they're going to be using their, yes. What do you think?
Yeah, if you do have a craft heavy program planned, or cooking, if you plan on doing a lot of cooking and having the kids participate in that, then absolutely. And the adventures are varied in their topics and their requirements, and we'll get to that later of the details of each adventure. But yeah, we did stagger it so that it is for the use of any type of knife, right? Because one of the things that the old Whittling Chip program had was the Knife Safety Pledge. And I don't know about you, Aaron, but do you remember the Knife Safety Pledge?
No, I do not. Not a word.
I think it was like 10 points. It was like 10 or 11 points.
Keep it sharp, keep it clean, go away from you, things like that, right?
Right. I think you got three of the big ones, right? Yeah. And then there were these others. And so it was a little too long, and we looked at partnering with someone, and we actually partnered with there's a thing called the Knife Safety Institute. And we partnered with them, and they had it boiled down to 4 points of safety. And so that was great. But before we get on that, we do want to talk about when you're going to first plan the Knife Safety Adventures for your den or pack meeting. This is something that you want to consider. First of all, it is only for third, fourth, and fifth grade, right? So keep that in mind. The other is that we always want everyone to use the safe checklist. And so if you're new to scouting, you may not have been exposed to this a lot yet. So we'll pop up the QR code on the screen here, and that will take you to the safe checklist website. All right. So SAFE is an acronym because in the world of scouting, we have a disease, and it's called acronitis. We have to, everything we do, for some reason, we have to make an acronym out of it.
It's true.
And so sometimes the acronym is good because it's helpful as a mnemonic to remember, okay, what do we have to do? What does it stand for? So this SAFE checklist stands for supervision, assessment, fitness and skill, equipment and environment. And we have a training video that goes into detail of those, but that SAFE checklist should be used for every meeting, every activity that you're doing, not to the point where it's going to take you a half an hour to use the SAFE checklist, right? It could just be in your head after a while, you get to use it. These are the key points. Are we following these things? Yes, we're good to go. Okay, we can move forward with our activity. So we did want to bring that up. But the next piece that we're talking about was the Cub Scout knife safety rules. I think that's what we have next. And so this is really what we're trying to teach, right? We are trying to teach knife safety. We're not trying to develop, the next, I don't know any famous wood carvers, but we're not trying to develop the next Chef Ramsay either, right? With a chef's knife. So the knife safety rules are 4 rules, right? The first one is you stop. You make sure no one else is within arm's reach, right? It doesn't matter. And these, you'll notice that these are not pocket knife safety rules. These are knife safety rules. So they apply to both pocket knife or a kitchen knife, right? Of course, you want to make sure no one's within arm's reach. You want to always cut away from yourself, right? Away from your finger or other body parts. You want to make sure that your knife is sharp and clean, right? A sharp knife is a safe knife. And so this is a very important part that when I, after I get to store, I want to come back to. And then you want to make sure you store your knives. If it's a pocket knife, that's a locking blade, you want to close it. If it doesn't, it goes into a sheath or a knife block, right? You always make sure that they're stored safely, right? So stop, away, sharp, and store. And of course, we did not do this intentionally, but someone instantly, because they were a scouter and they have acronitis, they said, "Sass." Yes.
Sass, right. Of course, yes.
Right, we have, right, it comes out with sass. So, but let's talk real quick about sharp, because there are things that we've seen online that we want to address.
And that's an interesting one, Anthony, because I even remember when I was doing Whittling Chip many years ago, and we talked about that, and it certainly you could see how a kid might think, wait a second, seems like a sharp knife is more likely to cut me than a dull knife. Maybe it's more safe, but it's actually the opposite of that. Before we get to that real quick, though, shout out to my man, Rob, Pac-2022 and Prosper. He's like right down the road from me, right down there. Steve from Pac-331 in Washington. Rob says these are good for adults to go through the safety checklist. Good for adults to go through. We're going to talk about that a little bit here in just a second, Rob. Greetings to Fred from the Three Fires Council. Good to see everyone. Fred says, hey, good to see you too, Fred. But yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more, Anthony, the sharp aspect of
night safety. Absolutely. And if you're watching, right, make sure you tag friends, right? If you're friends on Facebook, make sure you tag them in the comments and make sure, because we know that lots of people watch this, maybe not live, but they may watch it later. And so if you tag them, they can always catch up on this later, especially if they're a Bear, Weebos, or Arrow of Light leader, right? This is really good information that you want to share with them before they go to this adventure. So something that we have seen in the old scouting program, in the old Cub Scout program, it was a requirement to earn bear claws. So third graders had to use a pocket knife. They had to learn how to use pocket knife safety. That was a requirement in third grade. And so the challenge with that was that we knew that we have some packs that were meeting at schools, and schools weren't allowing pocket knives, of course, on the facility. And so they were doing all different types of workarounds. And one of the workarounds was someone developed the idea of a wooden knife. And we've seen these online, and we do want to steer people away from these. Okay, this is dangerous, and it contradicts one of the knife safety rules, right? There's only, it's so sharp that you can, a piece of wood, you can only get so sharp, right? And the reason why a sharp knife is a safe knife is because when you're using a knife, the knife should be doing the work. If the knife cannot easily cut through what you're cutting through, it's not sharp enough, right? And so what happens when you can't, when the blade isn't sharp enough, what do you have to do then? You have to now apply more pressure, right? And so that becomes more dangerous, because the more pressure you have, the less control you have, the more likely you are to slip, right? And that's why a sharp knife is really important, and to maintain a sharp knife. And a wooden knife contradicts that. So we do want to discourage people from any wooden knives or plastic knives or toy knives, right? That's not teaching the lesson, right? It's really important that we get that across, that we're trying to teach real knife safety, and that the knives are sharp and that they're clean. That's a real important part of this process. And again, if you don't feel comfortable, right, we can help you with that.
Shout out to Steve, who's watching on our YouTube channel. Steve says, well, right when he tuned in, he heard you say, Anthony, about use the word cubify. He says, I'm hereby cubifying everything. Thank you, Steve. appreciate that. Good to see Todd again from Troop 601 in Farmingdale. Speak of the devil, Rob has tagged some friends. Rob has done exactly what Anthony
said. Yeah, good job, Rob. Thank you.
Good idea in the comments. Tag some friends. Stephanie's watching from Pac-19 in Texarkansas. Very, very cool. Okay. So, when I was, back in my day, when I was a cub master and a den leader, and we were doing the woodlandship, we were very, very fortunate that we had a mom in our den who was a nurse. And so I said, Terry, please come to this meeting, just in case you should come to this meeting. And thankfully we didn't need Terry, but because we had that resource there, I felt comfortable, doing this adventure. And thankfully, again, all the kids did great. Even the adults did great. We didn't need Terry. So it worked out okay. But yeah, as you mentioned, some folks might be a little intimidated especially if they themselves aren't used to using pocket knives, right? Or like you said, we're calling it knife safety, right?
Right.
So what kind of resources do we have available for parents, den leaders, who may be a little bit nervous and they see this as an elective and maybe like, maybe I'll just skip that one?
Yeah, so we did develop a video. So if you go to any of the knife safety adventures on the web's adventure pages, on the part of the safety moment that we have as part of every adventure landing page, you will see this. Watch this video, right? Here's the knife safety video. The QR code we've got on the screen. So if you want to, take a quick click at that and then save that for future reference. But it goes through, the first half of the video is walking you through how to apply the SAFE checklist, S-A-F-E checklist, to the knife safety activities, right? So it will walk you through that. So hopefully you'll gain more confidence in not only using the SAFE checklist, but also gain confidence in delivering this adventure safely. And then it goes into basic concepts of pocket knife, whittling, and using kitchen knives, which some people may not have any experience with, right? So we want to kind of at least up your level. Now, what's fun is that we did this as a national staff this past Wednesday. I had 40 people in a room who work at the National Service Center, and we did soap carving. We used pocket knives, and we went through the safety checklist, and they got a choice to pick a turtle or a dog that they wanted to carve, and it was a great experience. And as we're going through that, some were getting a little frustrated, but I did kind of assure them, look, we do this with third graders. This is a third grade project, and some of them didn't believe me. But the idea here is that we're not focused on whether or not their turtle looks like a turtle, right? We're focused on, are they using a knife safely, right? So that's the priority. That's the purpose, right? It's in the name. It's a knife safety adventure. It's not carving, right? It's not being a chef, right? The idea is that we're teaching the safe handling and the safe usage and the safe storage of knives. And so they are learned and seen as a tool, and they're a very useful tool. And just like any other tool that's out there, if it's used inappropriately, it could be dangerous, right? It could be harmful. So we want to make sure that we're teaching the proper use of a proper tool and when to use it. So we do have that video available. So make sure you do watch that. Make sure anyone, before they do any of the knife safety adventures in your pack, or then that they watch that video. It's always good to also send it out to parents too, because what we recommend in the adventure, when you read through the adventure, how to deliver the adventure and the den meeting resources, this is a good meeting where you should ask all the parents to come, right? This is a good meeting that you get all hands on deck, get as many adults as possible, so that you have many eyes and lots of people that are helping support that. And like what you said, be prepared, right? Someone may cut themselves, right? And be prepared to have that bandages and first aid kit ready to go. But with what we have them do and practice, and if you do it in the right environment, the likelihood of someone getting hurt is dramatically reduced, but it's never eliminated, right? We also had, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the great thing about that safe scouting list, as you mentioned earlier, it applies to every scouting activity, right? It's just a great way to sort of get your mind right, just to make sure you're thinking of everything. I think anybody who follows that safe checklist, anytime you do anything, really, I mean, like you said, it's not a 30-minute process. It's just a checklist you can go through and make sure, okay, I've got this accounted for. Definitely encourage people to follow that. Anthony, we got a few questions in the comments that I think you are equipped to answer. Do you want to get to those now, or did you want to address
those? I hope I'm equipped to answer them.
I believe that you will be. First, a quick shout out from Rich with PAC 8075 and Troop 8027 in Edwardsville, Illinois. Dorothy says, I think it's very smart to refresh knife safety for any age individual annually. Dorothy, we agree. Thank you very much. Rusty has a good question, I think. We've kind of touched on this, but maybe you could expand on this just a little bit. Rusty says, why is this an elective and not a requirement?
Well, because we did review it. So if you remember why we have required adventures, we have 6 required adventures. And why are those required adventures? Because they are focused on the aims and methods of scouting, right? So citizenship, personal fitness, safety, you know, those are the things that we as an organization are focused on delivering in our programs. So that's why those are required. Knife safety is not an aim or a method of scouting, right? It's a great topic, right? And so not everyone feels comfortable with it. Not everyone needs to do it, right? Not everyone's going to do it, but that's why. It's really simple. It's not a requirement anymore because we eliminated any past required adventures that weren't focused on the aims of scouting.
Shout out to Eugene, who's watching from PAC 208 in Lexington, North Carolina. James has what my kids call a clarifying question, where they just sort of want to double check something to make sure they're clear about it. James wants to confirm. So let's say a new Weebolo, someone who has just joined Cub Scouts, can't use a knife to, say, make a s'more stick until they do the adventure. I think
that's right. Weeblos can, not just new, right? So I will help clarify.
Okay, that's a great point, right? Great point. Speaking of clarification, right? It doesn't matter if they're new or not, right?
It doesn't matter if they're new or not. And no, right? No scout can, no Cub Scout can use any knife until they have earned the knife safety adventure for their current rank.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Great. Good questions to you all watching. Keep those questions coming. We've got Anthony here for another 10 minutes or so. Jason asks, is the video able to be downloaded? This is the knife safety video. Is that something they can download and view offline?
I believe so. I think it's on Vimeo.
Good question, Jason.
I think you can do that.
Good question, Jason. Let's verify. I think you can download videos from Venmo to watch them online. So that's a great question. Anthony, in the last here, we were about two-thirds of the way home. In the last one-third of our show, let's review the Knife Safety Adventures, if we could, maybe, and just kind of go over what they cover.
Yeah, so what we did was, as we reviewed the program, you know, we thought pocket knives are important, but how often do you use a pocket knife in your daily life as an adult, right? Some people are going to immediately shout out and say, yes, I do every day. Okay, that's great. But what do you use more? What type of knife do you use more and what are you more likely to use? But more importantly, what are scouts more likely using almost at every camp out when they go to Scouts BSA? And those are kitchen knives. And we were kind of not addressing proper use of kitchen knives, right? So what we did was we broke up the program into third grade as about pocket knife safety, and they have to use a pocket knife and they do whittling, some very basic whittling skills. We show the four basic cuts and whittling. And that's really, again, this goes back to their carving. If you're doing a soap carving, you know, the turtle doesn't need to look that much like a turtle, but what's more important is that you show them how to do a stop cut and, you know, how they do a push cut and those types of skill development. And then fourth grade, we talk about kitchen knife safety, right? This is a huge thing. Like, we hadn't addressed this before, but yet we are wanting fourth and fifth graders to like cook their own meals or prepare their own meals. So if there's cutting involved, we haven't even addressed that. And kids at this age may not necessarily understand, if they learned the pocket knife safety pledge, they may not understand that those rules also apply to a kitchen knife. So that's why we have the Cub Scout knife safety rules that apply to all knives, right? So then it makes it clearer to understand. But in that grade level, in fourth grade, it's Chef's Knife is the name of the adventure. And we're teaching basic kitchen knife skills. So how to chop, right? How to dice, how to mince, basic skills, how to sharpen the knives as well. And then fifth grade, it's a combination of both, right? So that we are hitting both, though, just by the off chance. It's for some, it might be a review, and it's a really easy adventure to do, because if all your scouts were third and fourth graders and they're now Air of Light, this adventure is going to be really easy for them. And so it just makes it that much easier. But the importance of that annual review, right? The annual skill development, that recertification, really important when we're dealing with knife safety or any kind of safety concept. So that's why it's included. And some people say it's repetitive. Absolutely. It's done that by design. If you ask your child what they had for dinner last month, they probably won't remember, right? So much less remember something from a year ago or beyond, right? So we want to make sure that recertification is in front of them, especially right before they're going to use something.
Yeah, and we've mentioned before, you know, the Air of Light program is really designed to prepare kids for Scouts BSA, right? And, right. You know, the cooking merit badge, FYI, it is an Eagle required badge. There is some knife safety, kitchen knife safety stuff in there. Nice little head start. You still have to kind of go over that again when you earn that merit badge. But a great opportunity to kind of get ahead of the game a little bit there. That's very cool. James has one clarifying question. So, okay, you've got a bear Cub Scout who has earned his knife safety, the bear would be the whittling. Yep. And then he moves up to Weebelows. Yes, James, he has to do now the Weebelows chef's knife elective in order to use a knife in the Weebelows program. It doesn't matter if they happen to do the bear adventure at the very end of the school year, and then he wants to use a Weebelows knife.
We're not going to split hairs on that one. Right. The defining moment is like, okay, when they're in that grade or they're rising fourth grader or rising third grader, right? That stuff, the intention there is to make sure that they are certified each year, right? And that they are aware of, again, they're called the knife safety adventures. That's how we classify them for a reason. We're focused on knife safety, not necessarily skill development. We're making sure that you're honing in on how to be safe. And it's always good to take time out and spend time, even if it's a whole meeting, to talk about safety when it's concerning a tool that, like a knife. Really important to make sure that that's done. done properly. So the video that we have, we do that instruction. We talk, you know, again, we do the kitchen knife, proper ways to hold a knife, a kitchen knife, because there's different methods. We teach the claw method of how to hold your food when you're doing some slicing. And so those techniques, some people might not be familiar with as adults because they may not have ever been taught that, right? So these videos are not really designed to instruct the kids. They're really designed to help instruct the den leader or the adult that's going to be delivering that program. So for example, I do have a prop. We talked about having props on the show. So I do have a prop. And so this is that's usually something that you, right? If you buy a butcher block of knives, this usually comes in it, right? And people mistakenly think that this is to sharpen your knives, and it's not. And so this is a good example of making sure that people know the right tools and the right instruments. And so in the video, we show how to really sharpen a knife and what to use. This is actually to hone your knife, all right? The honing pole or blade or however you want to call it. There's lots of different names for it, but what this does, it doesn't sharpen the knife. When you use your knife over time, what happens is that your blade, it might be sharp, but it might get a little, I'm trying to do the mirror image here. So it might get a little bent, right?
Right.
So the blade is sharp, but it's bent a little bit. The honing straightens it out. And that's what that instrument does. It doesn't necessarily sharpen. It may feel like sharpened because when it's honed, it cuts better, it slices better, right? So it's functioning the way it should compared to when it's bent. But it's not a sharpening blade. It's not to sharpen your blade, it's to hone your blade. So they're two different things. So if you're using this a lot and often, but never sharpening your knives are probably dull.
I just learned that right now. That's the first time I knew that. So I just learned something.
I'm today years old.
Yes, exactly. I was today years old when I earned that. Yes. James, we kind of mentioned this earlier. James asked, is it a good idea to do this earlier in the Cub Scout year? Probably so. Maybe it depends on your program and how early you want to be using pocket knives, but probably a good idea. Don't you agree, Anthony?
Yeah, I do. And you may find some council summer activities for Cub Scouts are going to probably start doing this at Adventure more often during the summertime. So as a rising fourth grader, right, you're a new Weeblos, you're now during the summertime, you're going to have it. And so those kids already have it. So if it's something that your council isn't currently doing, right, if they hear from you, like they love to hear from you when you say, hey, can you make sure you have the knife safety adventures during summer programming, right? Then that way, when we start the year off, all of our kids are ready to go. And, you know, you can do crafts or cooking right away. But again, the adventures are really designed to be done in one meeting. And so, you know, there shouldn't be, it's not like it takes a month to finish this adventure, right? So it is one meeting, and it's a great thing to do if you do a camp out, right? This is a great adventure to do on a camp out. Again, it's only going to take probably an hour and a half or 2 hours for them to do. And then you can move on to the rest of the camp out where you may be having them now put what they just learned into practice, which as a teaching tool, that is amazing, right? That's the best thing to do is once you learn a skill, right, then being to apply that skill in a real world environment really helps with that lesson and for it to take root. I think there was another point that I was going to say. I can't remember what it was.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, as you get your brain restarted, Anthony, we all have to do that sometimes. You got to hit the restart button sometimes. Richard from Pack 32 in Versailles, Kentucky, says his Arrow of Light Scouts love getting sassy. See, he was there. Right. He was ahead of us with the acronym. Kids have fun with it. It really helped them remember the rules. Very cool. Hey, Eugene asked, I think, a fair question about the Weeblos. The Weeblos one is called Chef's Knife, and it stresses kitchen knife.
It's just safety. Weeblos. It's just Weeblos. Not Weeblos one.
What did I say? Weeblos one. Yeah, sorry, just Weeblos.
That happened. Quarter in the jar.
Exactly. I didn't even realize I said that. Yes. But it covers Weeblos can use pocket knives too, right? They're not limited only to kitchen knives, are they?
That's correct. Any knife. That's why we say any knife. Like, and so if you use the pocket knife safety rules, again, the knife safety rules apply to all knives. That's what we're trying to teach, right? But the focus helps kind of make the program a little different, a little bit more entertaining. So if you're in third and then you're in fourth grade, right, you're not doing the same thing to earn the knife safety adventure. Again, the focus is on the safety. a common question that we do see on social media and some debates that were happening. We do address this, I think, in the video, but we do want to address, people have concerns about, okay, what about discipline, right? So what do we do? What if a youth mishandles their knife, right? Or isn't listening, or wherever it might be, like breaks a rule, like what do you do, right? So I'm not going to get into details how you handle that. I'm going to give you some very basic structure, because ultimately how you handle this needs to be dealt with as on a pack level and with the parents that are involved. And right, there's a lot of situational awareness there. But there's a couple of things that we do want to note. One is that once the child has earned the adventure, you cannot take it away, right? So that's not an option. But an option, if someone, if a Cub Scout is not using the knife properly, right? It depends on what are they doing, right? Did they forget to check the area, right? Did they not do the knife safety circle? Well, you know, that's just a memory thing, right? There's no need to take that away from them. But if they're using it very inappropriately, then yeah, depending on the severity, you can say, well, you're not allowed to use the knife again, right? Not take the adventure away, but you can take the privilege of using the knife if it's been abused.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, Anthony, but there was a young person in my family who shall go unnamed. He's a lot older now than he looks in that photo, but we had to take his knife away from him one time. He was goofing around a little too much. He knew better, right? Yep. He was just goofing around too much. And so we had to say, enough is enough. Dorothy says, refreshers and skill building is always great. Agreed. This has been really cool, Anthony. A lot of good information today. As a refresher, everybody, it used to be the Woodlandship. It used to be the same for all grades. Now there's a different adventure for third, fourth, and fifth grades. Anthony, anything else we need to touch on before we say goodbye for the week?
No, that's really it. We again, the highlights that we want to make sure is that, again, tag someone in this video, right? If you know of a bear, weeblos, or airbite den leader, make sure you tag them in this video so that they can watch it later, so that you can make sure that you get them up to speed on these things. Make sure that everyone, if they don't watch this video, right, make sure that they are watching the knife safety video that we have. It's embedded in each of the pages for the knife safety adventure. It's part of the safety moment. So make sure that that is being utilized and watched. We want to make sure that we're teaching proper skill instruction, but also proper safety when it comes to knives, because once this is mastered, right, this is lifelong habits and lifelong hobbies, right? Good knife skills, they can not only just enhance your life, but they can save a life. Right. So that's something that we want to make sure can be done as an impactful program. And that's the long game. Right. That's really the ultimate goal. So don't get too wrapped up on whether or not, you know, they're slicing correctly or they're carving correct. Like, you know, if their turtle doesn't look like a turtle, it's OK. Right. Let them do their best. Focus on the important part, which is the safety SAS. Right. Keep SAS in mind. Allowing them have something pre-minded of like already in your mind of like, okay, what happens if we have discipline issues or there's misuse of it? What are we going to do? Deciding that beforehand is tremendously better than when it happens and you weren't prepared. And now it can get a little ugly into a pack. So have those things kind of set up beforehand before you do the knife safety adventures. Again, they're elective adventures. So we encourage you to do them. We love to see lots of scouts earn this, but it is not required. So if you don't feel quite comfortable, you don't feel like your den is up to it, you don't have the discipline in your den, or you don't, you know, you're not quite sure, then it's okay. We're not expecting you to do it unless you are in that comfort level of being able to deliver that program.
Excellent. Excellent. Rob on Facebook has posted a link to the Scouting America Vimeo channel. You will find the Pocket Knife Safety video in there, along with actually a lot of other useful stuff, as Rob says. Thanks for posting that. Good idea. One quick story, Anthony, before we say goodbye. I don't know if they still have fidget spinners these days, but when my son was Cub Scout age, the fidget spinners weren't a big thing, right? And a lot of kids, they thought maybe they could use the pocket knife as a little fidget spinner, right? Not a good thing to do, but like Anthony said, you address that early. You just establish the rules early and make it clear what's going to happen if someone makes a poor decision, misuses a pocket knife. That cuts off a lot of problems, nips them right in the bud, I think. This has been very useful. I want to remind everybody, this show is also a podcast now. That's right. We're a podcast. You can download and listen to these episodes as you go for a walk, when you go to the gym, when you commute to and from work, like Anthony and I do now. You can definitely listen to this as a podcast. Anthony, Awesome job as usual. Have a great weekend, sir. Aaron.
You too.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.